Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reviews from the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We're your hosts, Chance McDuffie, and
I'm Peter, middle name fucking, last Captain name Ted. Check. Yeah, what? You don't know who Peter Check is? Ooh, Peter Check is the best goalie of all time, in my opinion, for soccer.
Goalie, we're talking football?
Yeah, we're talking about football.
I'm in American football.
Oh, we're talking about soccer. Goalie in football?
Yeah, I know, I was just being an idiot. She said basketball.
Peter Cech used to play for Chelsea and Arsenal. He is the best goalie ever. He's really great. Oh, my God. He's so good. Well, sorry. Wow. I'm so good. What am I talking about?
An honor it is to have you on the show.
He's the only goalie that I know of that wears a helmet. But I think it's because he had brain surgery. And he still fucking played.
That'll do it.
He's great.
I knew this guy in high school. He fell out of a tree. And he landed on a bench and got fucked up. He had a seizure and everything.
Jesus. And,
he can't ever really be hit again because his brain's fucked. And we were at a baseball game.
Oh no, Chance.
And he was trying to catch a fly ball and he ran right into somebody and he fell. He was fine.
Oh my God.
But we all laughed because we knew he was fine. It was really funny. Like they just ran, it was like a cartoon. And his mom was livid. She was crying. She's like, it's not funny. And I'm like,
she was mad at you guys for laughing.
Yeah, she was like, because she thought he was about to just die right there. But he was fine. He just got married recently.
This is a wild story.
Yeah. We talked about brain injuries and it made me think of that. Anyway, we're here to talk about Prometheus today.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Let's do it. Well, Chance isn't paying attention. We're talking about Prometheus.
I was reading my notes.
Today.
All right. Oh, yeah, shit. Prometheus, directed by Ridley Scott. The Ridley Scott. So,
holy shit. Oh, that's Minx. Chance, go check this out. I'll talk for a second. This is by far one of my favorite movies of all time. In fact, it's in my top five favorite movies of all time. It's hard to say. It's probably number three. Could be number two, but I know it's definitely not four or five. But this movie, holy moly, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, so the synopsis.
Yeah, bring it on.
Following clues to the origin of mankind, a team finds a structure on a distant moon, but they soon realize that they are not alone. Directed by Ridley Scott. I don't know what the budget of this movie is.
Oh, great.
Written by John, how do you say this man? Spates?
Sure.
It's S-P-A-I-H-T-S.
Okay.
Damon Lindelof. Damon Lindelof.
What's the budget?
How much?
$130 million.
I can believe it.
It's a pretty big budget.
Got a stellar cast.
Oh my God. Michael Fassbender?
Nomi Rapace. Yes. Logan Marshall Green, a.k.a. Tom Hardy 2.0.
Charlize
Michael
Theron.
Fassbender, Charlize Theron, Idris Elba,
Sean Harris. Yeah, great cast. Great fucking cast. Chance doesn't really like this movie.
So don't get me wrong. It's shot beautifully. The production design is magnificent. Everything is gorgeous to look at. It's just like, I think that this movie being set in the Aliens universe kind of was not good for it. Because, I don't know, man. This movie is really kind of just your run-of-the-mill horror sci-fi movie. Some scientists discover a planet or a structure, and it's infested with fucking aliens and disease, and they just get picked off one by one. And it's just shit that we've seen before, you know what I mean? There's nothing new here. It's not very unique. It's just the same old, but...
Now, that doesn't always necessarily mean
because
it's bad.
Ridley Scott's name is attached to it, and because it's got the Alien franchise attached to it, I don't know, I feel like...
Now
I was expecting so much more from this movie, and it was just kind of more of the same.
See, I will agree that, but I go both ways in this instance. I think I do agree that being attached to the Alien universe doesn't really help its case. I don't think it necessarily hurts it either. But I could have been totally fine with this movie, if you didn't have that xenomorph there, and if it was just about these scientists wondering where we come from.
And it's just they completely demystify the xenomorph. What's scary about the xenomorph is just it was just out there in space.
Yeah.
We didn't know where it came from. And Turns out it was made by an overly curious android that dropped some goop into the guy's drink and he got sick.
And like, I think that's the thing about the, because like this, you know, humans come down to this planet from the ship Prometheus and...
Helmed by Idris Elba and his country accent.
His country accent. He's a bumpkin. Picking up a lot from him. And like, they're dropped on this planet and they find out like that this planet is the place where the engineers, as they call them, manufactured Prometheus. Their WMDs.
The Legend of Prometheus.
Right. So like, yeah, obviously they're not going to keep their own shit on their home world. That's smart. This is a great movie. I love it.
But then like, my whole thing is like, why did these engineers, what was their purpose of creating mankind?
That's the question. Just to
play God?
I think Michael Fassbender character David said it the best. He said, sometimes in order to create, you must destroy. So I think, you know, and this is cool because it's kind of left open. It's kind of, you know, the biggest question in life in general is like, what's the purpose of life, right? Like, why are we here? What's our purpose? So it, like, this still leaves it open to debate, right? So it's like, I think these engineers who created mankind, supposedly, there's a sneeze. Now you got one in each episode recently.
Bless you, Cha. You ever seen child spelled? It's C-H-I-L-E. It's so child. Shit's ugly. Anyway.
Holy fuck. It leaves it open to discussion, right? So I think like maybe they created mankind and they were depressed on how we were turning out and they wanted to start over again, right? They were playing God. Well, 'cause why not? They could. It's got another sneeze coming on. Up. Maybe it went away. Yeah, it went away. But it's coming back right now.
Up. Be here before we know it.
Okay, good.
What else are we?
Yeah. What are some of your notes? Because like,
yeah, I was just annoyed. Like the dudes, they go into the little chamber or whatever. The Sean Harris, the guy from Mission Impossible, the guy who talks like this. They go in the fucking room, and I find some slimy, goopy fucking things on the floor, and these scientists, these geniuses, decide to hover their faces directly over this thing that's like squirming and wiggling, and they poke it, and then it just jumps on their face, and then, and then like I'm just like, all right,
well cool. Yeah, that's why they die because it's stupid.
It's the same shit though. Like how many times have we seen that, especially in this franchise?
Yeah,
like how many times have we seen this fucking little?
But if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's definitely broke. Like I'm tired of seeing that. Like what's the point of revisiting this franchise earlier in the timeline to give more context if it's just more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, I get that for sure. I do.
Like there's not enough originality or anything new here that warrants it being made to me. Like I don't get why they made, like there's like, yeah,
well Chance, you know what, that's your opinion and you're totally allowed to have that opinion, but guess what, go fuck yourself for that. No, I'm just
sounds
kidding.
Like America.
No, I mean, I get that. For sure, I do. I just look at it, I just watch it, you know, like it's not connected to the Alien movies, and it's just this good...
Are you a fan of the Alien movies?
I do, I love them.
Aliens is one of the best sequels ever made.
Sure. Like, I love how Ridley Scott loves these strong women in his films. Like, you've got Ripley, who... I think we've said this before, but like he didn't write as a man or a woman. He just wrote the character. And when Sigourney Weaver came in and auditioned for it, he's like, that's Ripley. So that's really cool. But like, yeah, you get Naomi. What's her last name? Something.
Her name is Naomi.
Naomi Rapace.
Rapace, yeah.
Like she's really good in this. Like she's
in Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
And she's in Jack Reacher or Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Season 2.
It's good.
Good.
It's good.
Yeah, I like her.
This movie
she's
has...
in one of the... Oh, she's in the Swedish Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
The second one?
The American... No, like the original Swedish version.
Oh,
and
oh.
And then the American one has Rooney Mara and
Daniel Craig.
Craig.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. She's in the original
interesting
Swedish version. I guess it's better.
What they know that... Yeah, this movie, oh my God, this movie has some beautiful cinematography, some of the best music I've ever heard. It's not Hans Zimmer, but
those fucking, those like, those rovers that they have.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, like, really cool.
The design of everything, I like it. World like, aesthetically, it all looks great.
Yeah.
It's nice to look at. It's just the story part of it for me. That's just like, the story is really not there for me. Mm. It's just the same old, we found some aliens and they're going to kill us.
Yeah, I guess if you look at it that way.
That's about, I mean, that's all this movie is, though. I mean, like, yeah, they talk about the creation of mankind and all that kind of stuff, but that's really not what the movie's about.
And I wish it were more about that, because I think that's what intrigues me more than anything. I think, like, you know, I love the story of archaeologists wondering where we came from and seeking out the answers in the stars. I think that's one of the best stories and questions, you know, to be answered in the universe. And, like, here's my nerd coming out. I mean, I'm a nerd for no doubt. But like, yeah, I love that shit. I love it. I think also no one does space better than Ridley Scott. I mean, yeah, this is the man who invented sci-fi horror. Like, of course, you know, he does it fantastic. And let me say, holy fuck, the best performance in this entire thing, definitely Michael Fassbender. Like, he sells
David,
it.
He kills it.
As he, being a robot.
I like it because he's an android.
Yeah.
But he has independent thought.
Right.
And he's just genuinely curious, which is kind of...
He wants to be more... He's programmed
and then, like,
to be more
like
human.
He was watching people sleep and he was watching their dreams and stuff like that. He's just... And...
He's just intrigued by it all. I think that whole part where he's walking around the ship when everyone's still in hypersleep and like...
He's learning different languages. And
he's watching old films. He's coloring his hair to like to be more human. That's so perfect. Like, he perfectly palms
the
basketball. Covenant.
Did you watch that?
I did watch it.
I didn't watch it.
It's definitely not as good as Prometheus. I still think it's pretty good.
What's his name's in that? Danny McBride.
Yeah, there's like, you know, Ridley Scott always gets like these like...
Random people.
Random famous people to play these
apparently
really
he was
cool
like
parts.
Michael, or excuse me, Danny McBride was like a huge fan of the original Aliens.
Yeah.
And then like, he wrote the most recent Halloween reboot.
Danny McBride?
Yeah, he wrote that.
He wrote that? Wow.
Yeah, he him and Blumhouse.
See, I like Danny
There's
McBride.
Another one that was coming out Halloween, because he's not dead anymore. Shoot fucking Michael Myers, empty the clip in his fucking brain, bro. Like, I don't understand that. They shoot him twice in the body, and they're like, oh, the house burned down. He's got to be dead. I'm like, come on now.
That's
how many times? Come on, Jamie Lee Curtis. How many times are you going to fucking nearly kill this guy for you to, like, just
You've
blow
been
his
doing
fucking
this for
head
30
off,
years.
Blow his brains out. Like, I don't understand that.
That's
He's
funny.
Not a supernatural being. He's a fucking man.
That's funny. He is a man.
Shoot him.
That's true.
In the face.
He's in a, like an escape mental
patient? Empty the clip on
I
him.
I don't know. Damn. I could talk about this movie for so long. Yeah, Covenant's fine.
I like Charlize Theron in this movie.
I do too.
Charlize Theron is just...
She's a good bad guy.
She's Charlize Theron. Academy Award winner.
Also, I do want to mention... You need to watch the trailer for this movie. Like, if you're interested in film, and let's say you're like a, you know, a short film person like myself. Like, I'm making, again, I mentioned this, you know, in last week's episode. You know, Chance and I come at these movies like, you know, all the movies and TV shows that we talk about as from our own, like, industry. Like, you know, Chance is an actor, and I'm a director. And, like, so we always try to pick at these movies, you know, with those lenses. And if you're like making a short film or you're making a feature film or whatever, and you want to know how to craft a perfect trailer, this is the way to do it. Like, Ridley Scott ripped off his own trailer from Alien, and like, it's still so good. It's so magical. And like, there's such a mystery behind it.
To this movie.
You should watch it. It'll make you want to watch this film. And
so
like, I think that's a great
movie
way.
Do you like so much?
Like the, well, Chance, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Can't explain it.
No, like, this movie, like, it inspires me to, like, want to become a better filmmaker. I think it has everything that makes me think, like, holy shit, this is an amazing film. Like, it's got that mystery. It, like, it moves really quick. Like, its pacing was really good. From the moment, like, the film opens with those sweeping shots of like what can only be identified as like an alien planet. You've got these great waterfalls, these rolling hills.
The hood.
Yeah, that alien who is like taking that thing as like the ship flies off in the distance and dies and kills himself in this water. Like you're thinking like, what the fuck did I just watch? And what ride am I about to go on? And then it opens on these archaeologists like in northern Scotland, like doing their research.
Following cave paintings.
Yeah. Like, just, I don't know, just, like, the whole, it's, I guess it's a reason why I love, like, Indiana Jones. It's, like, that, all that adventure. Like, I love adventure, and I love the, you know, a good Trek movie of, like let's go on this journey and see what we can find. The cinematography, the CGI, I think the writing for the story is great. It's awesome. I don't know, I think it's just got that je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. To sound like a douche about it.
Gravitas.
Gravitas. sorry, just making weird noises.
That's my thinking sound.
Let me see. Oh, like, there's moments in the film where, like, Logan Marshall Green, like, clearly fucking hates David. And I love their relationship in it.
Tom Hardy 2.0. Yeah, that's why he put a fucking bug in his stomach.
Right.
Or an alien in his
like,
stomach.
He's so skeptical of like what David's intentions are.
I love when he hands him the drink.
And
he clearly puts his finger in it.
You can watch.
Like, hold up, bro.
Yeah, like you can watch that entire time. Like, and that's just his dedication to the character. Like his finger is poised the entire time. It's always straight. Like, and he doesn't do that. Like, he doesn't want to infect Logan Marshall Green's character until he says like, what are you willing to do to get the answers you're looking for? Mm-hmm. And he said, everything. Well, there you go. Well, let's find out what's going to happen. Yep. There's a very diverse cast in this movie. I love it. Obviously it's going to be a very,
literally everybody except for like the A-listers are just expendable.
Yeah, they are.
They're just people that just get killed by the aliens.
Fucking Wong is in this movie from Endgame.
Oh yeah, Benedict Wong is in this movie.
I know, thinner and younger, and he has hair.
Benedict Wong. I don't think he's bald in real life, though.
I don't know.
Like, he shaves his head.
I don't know.
He's in The Martian, another Ridley Scott film.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Remember when China's trying to build that spacecraft to help? Like, they're trying to build it faster, another shuttle.
I haven't seen this movie since it came out, Martian, but I'll have to watch it.
That's a great movie, too.
Yeah, it is a good one. Based off a book?
I'm making a sequel. We talked about that weeks ago. A sequel series.
There's just some good moments in it. Like the fact that Michael Fassbender puts on a suit and like Logan Marshall Green's character is like, you're a fucking android. Why are you doing this? You don't breathe air. And he goes like, I'm designed to make you feel comfortable. Like this, like me acting like I'm a human puts you at ease.
This amazes me like whenever... It's like Blade Runner and just shit. Like, whenever you talk about like bioengineered humans and like people just hate them. Like, why?
Yeah. Because they think, I guess because they're afraid they're going to be replaced by them. I don't know. I think that this movie also successfully achieves both amazing, awe-inspiring moments and also like sheer terror. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never get over the scene when, the two idiots like touch the stuff and like that
worm thing jumps out, the eel
gets on his arm. And he's like, he goes like, every time he says, it's breaking my arm, and it fucking breaks his arm and it goes fucking into his suit.
Boa constrictor.
Awesome. Just awesome. I've got so many things. I could talk about this movie. I could talk about it all day. Like, I think the fact that, you know, they have cameras on their suits, that is awesome. That's a great detail, and it helps like sell that these are explorers going on this, you know, adventure.
Backpack.
And there's little details like that, and the fact that David has like, when he has the drop on his finger, you can look at his finger, and like his fingerprints aren't normal fingerprints. Like he's an android. It has a W for Wayland on it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Fucking what's his name?
Guy Pierce.
Yeah, he plays.
He plays Wayland. Yeah, of Wayland
Industries.
Isn't
that the same company that Ripley works with?
I think so. Yeah, I think maybe it's Wayland Technology or something like that. But I think this guy like pioneered space travel.
That old makeup, that old man makeup.
So, you don't like it? You don't think it looks that good?
Well, I think it's because I know it's Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I think if you didn't, you're like, who the fuck is... Like, he looks unrecognizable.
He's all, like, disheveled and shriveled up and shit.
His toes are curled over. Yeah.
Bro. He's lucky he survived that trip.
Well, I think they put him... Yeah, I mean, for sure.
How did he die? Didn't he rip his head off, the thing?
No, he ripped David's head off. He ripped David's head off and bashed him over the head with David's head. He did him dirty. That's great. I love that.
Is David still just a head in the sequel?
No. So like, what's the character's name? I don't know.
Swan.
Yeah, Swan. Yeah. She picks up David's head, and I think it's one of the funniest moments. She puts him into a zip duffel bag, and she goes, "Sorry," and his head's just poking out this bag. He goes, "That's all right," and he zips him up, and then his body just like dangling off the side as she lowers him down. So like in the second one, she like didn't want to come back for it, I think, and they kill her off screen, unfortunately.
Oh, so she's dead?
Yeah, so she dies in the next one. But I think she does like a voiceover. I don't know, but like she fixes David, and David becomes like the bad guy of the next one. He's kind of the bad guy.
Yeah. The first one.
But he's only the bad guy because like
his actions.
Yeah, because he's programmed to kind of be the bad guy, I guess.
Scene where she's like where she does the C-section of the thing.
Oh, it's a great scene.
What is it, like a star? Like a?
It's like a squid. Yeah. Yeah.
And when she's like that's cool.
Yeah, it's a great scene, right? Yeah.
But you know, I was reading this article and it was talking about things, and it was like it's essentially rape. It just attaches itself to your face.
Yep.
And puts eggs in your stomach.
Sure does. And then bursts out of your chest. The practical effects. I mean, like that squid is amazing. Like it looks so real, and like she
especially
looks terrified.
When it's fighting with the engineer guy.
Yeah, that's fun.
Is that like a suit?
The engineer guy? I don't know. I mean,
clearly it's a huge muscular man.
Right, like, and I think...
there's more to it than that.
Yeah, like, I think they probably did some forced perspective stuff like they did for The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, which is great. Like, Ridley Scott loves practical effects. Like, he's kind of the one that pioneered, like, miniatures used in films. Like, to the extent that we know them. Like, sure, you could talk about, like, Godzilla and stuff.
And Star Wars.
Yeah, and Star Wars. But, like, I think... No, Blade Runner doesn't predate Star Wars, does it?
Blade Runner was in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, he like really... I'll say like Star Wars probably like pioneered it, but like Ridley Scott perfected it.
You know what's wild? The first Blade Runner is set in 2020.
I know. Yeah.
There's a
picture. No, 2019, I think.
It's 2020.
Is it 2020?
And Blade Runner 2049, there's that scene where he goes to Vegas and he goes to find
Harrison
Ford and everything's like orange and like red, the sky. And like they took a picture of that and like Oregon a couple weeks ago from all the like the bushfires and it looked just
identical.
Like that. And I was like, this is eerie. And I'm like, yeah, it is eerie, especially because like the first Blade Runner is set in 2020. I'm like, ugh. Like it's so weird how shit like
The Simpsons,
these movies that talk about like future dystopias or utopias or whatever the fuck, just the future of humanity and how certain things kind of actually happen. It's just like, whoa.
So don't get me wrong, this movie's not perfect.
Like,
it's one of my favorites.
I don't want to sound like I hate this movie or anything. It was just underwhelming to me. Like I just was expecting more.
Yeah.
Like once it was over, I was like, oh well, okay.
That's fair. But I think like, you know, I think some of the imperfect things in it is like sometimes this movie is like its foreshadowing is a bit too much, like of what's about to happen. There's a scene where like we talked about this, like David is watching the dreams of Elizabeth, I think is her name. Shaw. Elizabeth Shaw. Emily Shaw.
Shaw. I think it might be Shaw. I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Like he's watching her dreams. I don't really love that sequence. I just think it feels like a little out of place. I get why they did it.
Well, it just gives you background on her character. Like you see that she had a good dad, a religious background, and you just get context to who she is.
Totally. I get that.
Yeah.
I love this movie. I give it a 9.5 out of 10. It's a near perfect movie.
Hey man, like if you like sci-fi movie, like if you like sci-fi in general, especially sci-fi horror, definitely it's definitely worth the watch.
Oh, yeah. For sure there.
For sure. Did I go to the theaters to see this movie? I think I did.
I think that's also why I was
wish I saw it.
And then, like, they kind of marketed this movie as, like, a Aliens prequel, and it's not at all. Like, the Xenomorph is literally in the very, very, very last shot of the movie.
Right. Well, because I think he wanted to do another trilogy, which is why Alien Covenant is called Alien Covenant. So, like, the Xenomorph is in that one a lot more.
Is it the same Xenomorph, or, like, has it?
Well,
it didn't even really look like the run of the mill Xenomorph.
And the thing is because, like, I've read a little bit on, like, this lore, and, like, I think maybe they talked about it. Like, for this movie, like, Michael Fassbender did, like, 4 little short films for this, and you can watch it on the DVD extras. It's really cool.
I think I've seen this. They Isn't do, like, it, like, when he's on the ship and he's just talking to, like, the video log?
Yes. Yeah. And Guy Pearce even did one of those, too. And it's really cool. Those are fun. But, like, the Xenomorph takes on changes how it looks based upon, like, the thing it's in. So, like, it'll look different if its host is a different species. Mm. Like, it'll come out looking different. So, like, it came out looking
blue. Have you seen the one that came out of a Predator that was a half Predator, half Xenomorph?
No.
An Alien versus Predator.
See, now that's trash. Why it looks different. I've never seen that.
Horrible. That first Alien versus Predator is all
right. Yeah, it's not bad, right?
The second one's bad.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
The second one's bad.
I've also never seen Predator, the Shane Black one.
What?
I've
the original?
No.
Come on.
I've seen the original. Or I guess it's called The Predator, right?
No.
The newest one?
The newest one is
The Predator, right?
Yeah, The Predator. That is
not I've good. Never seen that one. No. That's with Adrian Brody, though, right?
No, that's Predators.
Oh, Predator. Oh, God, there's too many of them. There's too fucking many.
Come on.
Do it.
I'm here.
I didn't really...
Come on, kill me.
Yeah, I didn't really
kill me.
Like
that's my shit.
The first Predator.
Do it. He said, you are one ugly motherfucker.
Best part about that movie is the handshake.
He said, Dylan! You son of a bitch.
It holds on their fucking bulging biceps.
I said, what's the matter? CIA, have you pushing too many pencils?
Pencils? You sound like so Quicksilver good. From Age of Ultron.
What are you saying? Didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming yet. Good movie.
I have a picture. I have a little picture. I look at it every day. I like how Wanda slowly loses her accent in these movies. This is gone.
Well, slowly, but in the course of like 3 movies, it's gone.
This is gone.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about this one. This one's going to be a little bit shorter. I'm moving, so our studio is going to be a little interrupted, and I've just got a pretty busy schedule. But we wanted to put something out for you guys.
Yeah, boy.
And like the biggest question I want to ask you guys is, what are your favorite films of all time? Like, if you have a top 5, like, what would they be? Like, I want to talk about them and, like, you know, tell us why you like them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, what, like, if you're a filmmaker and, like, you want to be a better filmmaker, like,
what's your favorite sci-fi film?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Talk to us. Yeah. We want to talk to you.
Yeah. Comment below. That's email.
Right. And don't forget to, email. And don't forget to share us with your friends. You know, tell them about us.
Yeah. And drop our email, like, in somebody's DMs. We'd love that.
Or like, you know, as your signature on your email that you send to people, just be like, hey, listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Check us out.
We're at Reviews from the Clubhouse pretty much everywhere.
Yep. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Twitter, we're from Clubhouse. I don't know why I moved my mic up so high just now.
He's like craning his neck all the way up.
I think that's it.
That's all I got. Any closing remarks or anything you want to say? Any words of wisdom?
Hey, if you see a slimy, goopy, alien thing on the ground, don't put your face over it. Don't touch it. Just leave.
Or if you're a piece of shit, then do.
Yeah. If you're a scientist, I mean, I guess your curiosity got the best of you, and now you're dead.
Damn straight.
Take it easy.